Welcome, friends. Do I have a happy holiday story for you? As you know, this is the season of giving, good cheer, and warm feelings for those around you. But as you enjoy the fun and festivities, count yourself lucky, for not all of God's creatures have it as well as you. Don't believe me? Come along and see. We come upon an abandoned lot. Three humble figures huddled around a small fire, trying to keep out the winter chill. Let's take a listen.
And that was the last time I ever... What were we talking about?
Knock it off, Clay. You're just making stuff up like you always do. Quit flapping your gums and throw another phone book on the fire.
We plumb out of phone books, Joe.
Well, there's got to be something around here. Well, looky what I found.
Hey, Joe, be careful with that. It's the only thing I...
It's the only what? Thing you got left from when you was a big star? I didn't believe that story then, and I do not believe it now. As for this, gonna be kindling in just a second.
No, please.
Dang it, Clay, call off your cur dog.
Easy there, boy. Yeah, he's gonna put the guitar down. That right, ain't it, Joe?
Yeah, stupid dog letting us freeze to death. Why do you keep that thing around anyhow?
The dog or the guitar?
The guitar, you dolt.
Man, I told you I was the king of bro country.
Bro country? Where's that?
Imagine a place where the beer's always cold and the swimming hole stocked full of hot and cold running women's. That's bro country.
Ain't no place like that. You're just making stuff up like always.
Yeah, you right. Hey, look! Look, I found another phone book!
Well, throw it on before we freeze to death! Yeah, it's better.
But nah, man, really, I used to be someone.
Sure you were, big old singing star. Why don't you just bust something out? Tell you what, I'll ham bone for you.
No, I mean, I was...
Yeah, thought so. Big music man, go on, take your gift box and get out of here.
Hey, man, but we still got that bottle of wine.
Oh, that's right, we do. There, that takes care of that. Now, get out of here.
Come on, man. I thought we were friends.
I'm sick of your thinking. Now, go, get on. You get going or I'm going to carve you up.
Okay, I'm going. Just...
That's right. Go on. And don't let me catch either of you two coming back here again. And don't forget your stupid guitar.
Tiger, y'all okay, boy? Oh, man, it looks like he got you good with that.
Excuse me for stepping in, but that dog looks hurt.
Shrewd observation, partner. Well, you're some kind of vet, are you?
Well, indeed I am. Let's get him inside my clinic here.
Okay, but I ain't got no money.
Neither does he, but we got to get him patched up. Ain't that right, boy? Come on, pick him up. Let's go. Heads up, everyone. We've got an emergency here. Claire, get me a sterile pack and prep the op room. Candace, get my scrubs and the wash station ready.
Holy cow, you really are a doctor.
Look, I'd like to chat with you about how us vets surpass your run-of-the-mill.
I'm an ankle specialist,
but I've got a dog to save. All right, get me suited up. I know, boy. We're going to make everything okay, and that's a Monty Morton guarantee. Claire, hand me the vac extractor. Yep, just a little more. There we go. Now, get me the sutures. Okay, boy, this is going to sting a little. Okay, pass me the anti-bac. Now, a little bit more, and there, done. How you feeling, boy? Good, you just rest there. He should be fine, but I'd like to keep him here overnight for observation.
Sure, but how can I thank you? I ain't got no money.
Look, cowboy, I'm not in this profession for the money. It's the...
At least you got one thing right today, Dr. Morton. And along those lines, cough up your mortgage payment. Because unlike you, I don't relish the idea of being a non-profit entity.
I've told you, Snurdly, I will get it to you.
Well, that's the very thing. I tire of waiting. I'll give you until the close of business at 5 tonight, or otherwise it'll be curtains for your little pet hotel here.
But that's over $3,000. There's no way that I can...
I know. Just as I know there's been a lot of interest in this location by Vape Master LLC.
But this town already has so many vape stores. I'm the only independent veterinarian in the county.
Lols. When was the last time that one of those critters created any jobs for anyone other than you and your freeloading clinic people? But you know what? Maybe you're right. There's already a vape store across the street. Perhaps this place has more of a cash advance store vibe.
Not a cash advance store. Those places are known to charge interest above the 29.9% annual rate that had been the historic threshold for criminal usury.
Ah, enough of your cursed liberal arts education. You have until 5 tonight to get the money, or else.
Thanks for fixing up Tiger. Sorry I can't get you any money.
It's fine. Even if I did charge you the going rate of $600 for the surgery, I'd still need, 5 other operations to get done today. That just isn't likely.
Wow, you sure can do math fast. Did they teach you that in vet school?
No, I've always been pretty good at math like that.
Jeez, I'm you're lucky. I wish I could have met you before I spent that advance I got when I signed on to Ranger Records.
Wait a minute. That's why you look so familiar. You're the golden voice of the High Plains, Clay Magruder.
No, sir, that ain't me anymore. I'm just plain old Clay these days.
But you were the biggest country singer ever.
Well, maybe. But that's just a hat that didn't fit real good. See, I just couldn't face myself in the mirror with all them people saying how great I was. And then the bank came and took my songs.
Huh?
Yep. I might have been the breeze behind the golden voice of the High Plains, but the words and melodies belong to Song Pluggers Incorporated. And they said if they ever caught me singing them songs without paying them their cut, well, let's just say things was going to get ugly.
Well, I might be losing my vet practice, in which I invested every last nickel of the settlement I got after my mom and dad were lost in that pleasure cruise accident. But at least I got to meet you, golden voice of the High Plains, Clay Magruder.
Well, shucks. Now you done made me feel all guilty and all. Maybe there is something I can do for you.
What would that possibly be?
I'm going to set up outside, and I'm going to busk you up that money you need.
Wow, that's a really kind offer, Golden Voice of the High Plains, Clay Magruder. But how are you going to raise that kind of money in less than 3 hours?
Well, we can stand here a-talking, or we can get a-moving. What do you say, boy? That's the spirit. Let's get to it.
Why, hello there, neighbor. Quite the pile of laundry you have there.
Oh, hello, Lois. No, Lois, I can take care of this.
Martha Pember, what kind of neighbor would I be if I didn't lend a hand?
Well, honestly, I could use the help. I've been so busy trying to get the house all neat and tidy for Winslow. He just called to say he's bringing Mr. Hager home with him for dinner and...
Well, my gracious, what do you plan to make?
I don't know. I have some chicken, but I don't know if that's fancy enough for his boss.
Nonsense. Not when you've got the sizzle of Safely sunflower cooking oil on your side.
Fried chicken on a Tuesday?
That's right. Safely sunflower cooking oil makes every meal taste good, just like Sunday dinner, and fast, too.
Safely sunflower cooking oil sounds like just the ticket, but I don't have time to go to the store.
No need. You can borrow mine. I never go anywhere without it.
Honey, I'm home. We're hungry.
Coming, dear.
Now go in there and get cooking. It's time to save the day.
Sounds like Safely Sunflower Cooking Oil's the one to save the day here.
Safely Sunflower Cooking Oil makes everything you cook taste like Sunday dinner. Get a can today. Welcome back, friends, to the second act of The Holiday Spirit. When an evil landlord announced his plans to close down kindly veterinarian Monty Morton's veterinary clinic if he could not make the rent payment by 5 o'clock that afternoon, we saw our hero, the golden voice of the High Plains, Clay Magruder, hatch a plan to raise the money and save the clinic. The only problem being that he has been forbidden by his former record label from performing any of the hits that made him the famous Golden Voice of the High Plains. Seems like a tall order for him to overcome. Can he save the clinic? Let's join him and see how he's doing.
Hobo stew, it's what's for you. Warms you on through, I'll make some for you. Have some hobo stew.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you very much. How's the kettle looking, Monty?
11, 12. Well, I wouldn't have believed it, but with just 4 of your songs, we've already made a little over $900 here.
Well, shucks. That ain't nearly enough to pay your rent. We need to make,
$2,088.
Dang. That's amazing.
Well, not really. You just subtract 12 from 100 and...
I mean, you do that in your head? Darn near sorcery, if you ask me.
Not really. I mean, instead of 12, you could just round it to 10, which subtracted from 100 is...
Sorcery! But now it looks like I'm gonna have to pull out the big guns.
You don't mean...
Yep. Ladies and gents, I'm gonna play something from my back catalog. A little number maybe y'all remember. It goes something like...
Stop right there.
Who's interrupting my song? Aw, man, it's that darn polecat landlord of yours.
That's right, Cowboy Joe. And I've been on the phone with some lawyers from Song Pluggers Incorporated who have taken a great interest in your situation here. In fact, wait a second, they have something else to say. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Yes, I will let him know. Well, I guess so, but that will chew up some of my cellular minutes. Oh, all right. In case you haven't put two and two together...
Dang it! What is this, National Math Day?
As I was saying, my numerically challenged friend...
I ain't your friend, you ornery sidewinder.
Will you please stop interrupting me as I attempt to taunt you? Are you done? Okay, good. As I was saying, that was the attorneys from Song Pluggers Incorporated who have instructed me to inform you that they will be laying claim to any monies you generate from performing any songs from your canon of your hits. Excuse me, I suppose I should be saying your canon of their hits. So go ahead, play your heart out. You'll never make enough to save all the little puppies and kittens.
Don't worry about it, boy. We ain't gonna let that slimy old claim jumper jump our claim. No, sir. Now, as I was saying, what song is it you want to hear?
Well, I suppose if you're taking requests, I was always fond of Tighten Them Lug Nuts Good, Boys. I'm a rolling back on home.
Well, doggies, I ain't played that one in years. Yeah, let me think if I can remember how it goes. I put that finger there, and then that one there. No, that don't sound quite right. Maybe if I... I don't know how that goes.
If I could interrupt for a second.
Who are you, man? I'm trying to play for these people here.
Well, perhaps you'd like to hear what I have to say.
Well, you done keep on talking, so why don't you just spill your story and get it over with?
Indeed, my good man. My name is J. Michael Cadwalls III. In case you cannot tell by my affable demeanor, I am an exorbitantly rich man. Watch this. You there.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Here's $1,000. Ask your attorney friends if that suffices to hold them in abeyance for this man's performance of their materials.
Yeah, he appears to be on the level. Sure, gotcha. They accept your proposal.
Well, of course they do. Money talks, and the rich always triumph. You remember that, boy, the rich always triumph. Now, here's $200. Go on and get out of here.
Certainly, sir. And a good day to you all.
Just stop your sniveling and get moving. Now. Now you, music man. I'd like to buy out your contract and have you play at my private holiday party.
I'm sorry, sir. That's a mighty kind offer, but I promised my mama and papa that I'd never stoop to playing corporate functions.
My good man, no one appreciates a hard bargainer more than I, but your steadfastness has only increased your value. Name your price to play at my soiree.
No, sir. I came from the honky-tonks, and that's where I hang my hat. Ain't no money enough to make me go back on the promise to my mama.
Well, in that case...
Hey, what are you doing?
I'll just have to grab your dog as a ransom until you agree to play my pool party.
He's getting away!
Not on my watch. Give me that rock.
Huh? What? Oh, okay.
Hey, buddy. Eat rock.
Ugh. Wow. That was amazing.
Well, I knew that 4 years of Division 1A track and field shot put would come in handy someday. And that day is today, Wednesday.
Oh, hey, boy, I'm so glad to see you. Hey, what's that you got?
He appears to have something in his mouth. Well, I'll be.
Well, what is it?
Never mind. Why don't you just give another try on that Lugnut song?
Don't you see? I can't remember how that dang tune goes.
No need to get upset, Golden Voice of the High Plains, Clay Magruder. The people just want to hear you sing.
I guess I do have a new little number I've been working on. I've been holding off on playing in public because it's kind of personal, but... Hey, everybody! I got a new song for y'all. It's called Sleeping Out Under the Stars and Thinking About My Baby. Sleeping out under the stars, I'm hearing the horns of the car, my heart beating behind the bars of my ribs, and I'm thinking about my baby, thinking about my baby. Sleeping out under the stars, my pillow smells like daddy's cigars, across the desert in an old cattle car. King of the rails, thinking about my baby, thinking about my baby. Sleeping out under the stars, cried so many tears so far, I wish I could move to Mars or maybe Memphis and stop missing you, baby, stop missing you, baby. Baby, 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 baby. Thank you very much. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Now we're passing that hat. And don't y'all be stingy now. It's all going to a very important cause of saving this guy's critter hospital.
Wow, that was amazing.
Well, it was singing from the heart.
Some woman must have really given you the runaround.
Nah, man, I was singing about my baby.
Oh, she must have been pretty special.
Nah, man, I got a little boy back home.
You're a parent?
You bet. Well, I guess he's probably not so little anymore.
You realize that the ages of 0 to 5 are the most important point in a child's development, right?
You know doctors. This week it's 0 to 5. Next week it's going to be spending the teen years with them is the most important time for the kids.
Well, to be honest, they're all pretty important.
Well, what do they want from me?
Probably to step up and be there.
Man, you sound just like, hey, look in the hat. There's a big wad of money.
Well, I'll be. I wonder where that came from.
Just a holiday miracle, if you ask me.
Some miracle. Your dog stole my billfold, and your vet friend here put all my money in your hat.
That right, Monty?
Yeah, he's right.
You just thought you could get away with your chicanery, but you know what?
What?
Why don't you just go ahead and keep it?
Huh?
Indeed. If there's one thing that knock on my noggin made me realize, it's that we rich people are steps away from inciting a working class revolt.
Huh?
Of course you don't understand that, you monosyllabic drooling hick.
Hey, them's fighting words, I think.
But as I laid there helpless, as your cur dog rifled through the petty cash pocket of my fashionable suit coat vest, I realized that money was a trap. No matter how much you get, you always want more. You can never have enough. And I thought to myself, what better way to get my revenge than to pass that curse on to you?
What? But you can have them arrested.
You again? Thought I sent you packing. Oh, never mind. Sure I could, but look at that country buffoon. Arresting him and giving him 3 hots and a cot would just improve his quality of life. No, sir, I want him to have just enough of the taste of the good life that he'll spend the rest of his days knowing what he's missing. Like my ability to have fried chicken on demand. Any day of the week.
Oh, kind of like that time I flew first class. Dang, it's hard to go back.
Just imagine how it feels to have your own plane.
You have your own plane?
Planes, friend, planes. As I told you, I'm extraordinarily rich. Well, there's my limousine, so I must be going. Good day, and good luck with your future endeavors. That, in case you do not recognize it, my rags to riches, then back to rags, friends, is sarcasm, as I do not, in fact, wish you well in your future endeavors.
Wow. What an eventful yet strange day.
Well, that's what the holidays are for, right, Tiger? You said it, buddy. You said it.
You have been listening to The Holiday Spirit. The golden voice of the High Plains, Clay Magruder, was played by Eric Cherkever. The kindly veterinarian was played by Steve Kuhn. Ted Clayton played billionaire J. Michael Cadwells III and husband Winslow in the Safely Sunflower cooking oil ad. Jeffrey Weinstock played the evil landlord. Tiger the Dog and Martha in the Safely's Sunflower Cooking Oil ad were played by Bernie Cesena. Shelley Hink played Lois in the Safely's Sunflower Cooking Oil ad and the play's expositional narrator. Josh Brewer played Hobo Joe and transitional narrator in Act 2. The Holiday Spirit was written by Will Anderson and directed by Stacey Pattison. The production was sound engineered by Jim Bolella. Music composed and performed by Eric Chergever. Special thanks goes out to Bee's Music Shop of Mount Pleasant, Michigan for technical assistance. This project was made possible thanks to grants provided by Central Michigan University's School of Broadcast and Cinematic Arts and College of the Arts and Media. Learn more about the many great things available at Central Michigan University's College of the Arts and Media at www.cmich.edu/colleges/CAM. That's www.cmich.edu/colleges/CAM. I'm Jeffrey Weinstock. From all of us at the Holiday Spirit, thank you for listening.